our intern, Jalen, just got his car back after wrecking it and two other cars while he was fighting a spider with both hands. Fell out of the car, onto his back, tried to use his hand to press the brake. Somehow or another, the car did not roll over you, which is a blessing.
It's a miracle.
But now you say you're suffering from PTSD.
Yeah.
Like it just set in?
Yeah. Well, I just got my car back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time I've been in my car.
Oh.
Is that the car out front with a missing, is it a different color side piece?
Yes.
It's like the whole panel is a different color.
Oh.
Is that where the
one piece is green and one, and like the door is gold now.
That's what happens when
so you got
you're
a
budget.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they couldn't find a matching color. So they had to resort
that's
to.
That's why they paint it. But yeah.
So what, okay, wait. So your car overall is what color? Is
gray.
Gray. And then now the door.
The driver's side door is gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't know what to call it, but like near the headlight on the left is green.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually messed with it a little bit.
Yeah.
It has some personality to my car.
I don't mind it. I just saw it parked out in front and I was like, huh. It looks like it was put together by several cars.
Yeah,
but I guess
clearly
that's
it was.
I was just like, do we have a pour that works here? No one told me a pour was going to be here today.
What do you mean you didn't get your car painted after it was fixed?
No, I get it. It looked good.
Expensive. Or the painting can be.
Well, yeah, it could be.
You got that quilt look. I like that.
I do like it. Like, it is the patchwork.
Yeah.
Like Dolly Parton. A car of many colors.
A lot of times, like when I had dents in the car, they fixed the same paint. I don't know how they did it. They just put something on it and fixed it.
Well, Jalen, your whole door was...
Yeah, like, it was like...
You broke the hinge. There's no putting that back.
Yeah.
Is that... And so with the PTSD is... Because your car looks like that?
Yeah. So when I get in the car now, I don't put it in drive unless I've searched. Like, is there anything that is going to cause me to be jumpy before I drive? So I'm like looking where the spider was or where the spider has been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, make sure because... If I got to punch you out, I'm going to do it while I'm parked this time.
Good. See, you're learning.
Yeah.
You're learning. Punch the spider in your car when parked.
When parked.
Right.
I think that's responsible, but also makes me very nervous with you driving on the road.
Yeah.
God forbid he sees anything. Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. That truly is some PTSD.
Uh-huh.
It is where you just think, I have to look before I drive.
Yeah, it was just a normal night going to get Chipotle, and I just end up, you know, wrecking two cars.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting a tree. So three cars. So and your own car.
And your own car, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have to go to therapy or something for that. How do you get over it? I mean, what do you do?
Watch a good show. Well, I had a big old Wendy's meal, and I was good.
So Wendy's did it.
Okay. Here for what else you're right there.
Yeah. That's some therapy. I think the one thing, I probably have PTSD from my relationships for sure. I definitely do.
But sure.
But an event is when I was robbed at gunpoint at Papa John's. And for years, I would triple check every night before I went to bed, the door being locked, dead bolted.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a security system.
I could see that.
Yeah. And absolutely.
It's just like, you know, then you go in places late at night, you're like, looking, I mean, kind of feel like Jason does a little bit. Like, I'm not going to run, but I want to be like, where's the exit? What is the possibility of like something getting stuck or being cornered or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like my back to the door anymore.
I don't like that all the time.
Yeah, and so that was like, I don't do that anymore. I mean,
well, you should.
No, I should. I mean, I check to see if the doors, but before then I go lay down. I'm like, wait, is it locked?
Yeah.
And I didn't have that type of compulsive behavior, but it was definitely from. And so I did the healthy thing. I did not go to therapy for it.
You just powered through.
I just fell through it and just let it compound with other problems.
Sure.
But anyway,
I do.
It's a weird feeling, though.
Yeah. How one incident can just change it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember when I told you guys recently, it didn't happen recently, but when we were younger and there was that family that were murdered inside of the walk-in cooler at the Chinese restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
When you were in Pennsylvania,
when we were
right?
in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And it didn't happen to me, right? But we knew the owners. And hearing that story was traumatic enough that even working as a teenager and then, you know, my early 20s in restaurants, I don't like going in the walk-in cooler because of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it didn't happen to me. It just was like that feeling of something could happen to me in here and it would be my luck that I get stuck.
Well, that's... I think some PTSD D is actually healthy. Because if you think about it, for instance, I had that with the fire when my dad's pharmacy burnt down. Yeah. I have fire extinguishers all over the house. I'm very conscious of candles and fire. That's probably a good thing with Jared.
Yeah.
He's locking the door and he's, you know, double check. That's probably a good thing.
It's probably a good thing for you to be checking.
Yeah.
It's very human. It's a very human response.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably a protection almost in a sense. I'm not saying that, you know,
you don't want to have PTSD, no, yeah. PTSD, but you can learn from it.
Yeah, like if PTSD from like a war, no, that's going to be, that I don't know is, how that can yeah. be. But in another sense, some of the PTSD is like, okay, it's probably a protection for you. And you're like, when you walk into a movie theater, Jared, you said you were looking at like the exits and where to go.
Yes.
That's actually, you're supposed to do that, especially in a fire, because everybody runs to the exit they came in and gets trampled up. You should look to see where your exit doors are if something were to happen.
And always make sure, like, my Walmart, that my Rascal's fully charged.
Yeah. Because we know you're not walking.
Yeah. I'm like, uh-huh. Boy, and I, you know, I kind of had somebody mess with it so it goes faster.
That's nice.
Took the governor off of it.
It must be nice to know people, Jared.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can you still put my Rascal? They're like, sure. Like,
we'll
I have PTSD.
Like,
oh, no problem. Yeah. No, but it's interesting how our bodies naturally want to protect us and mm-hmm. our minds and everything. And so hopefully it's before something happens, but afterwards too. So.
And apparently a Wendy's meal is all it takes for you to get over it, Jalen. Yep. So
that's
there
some
you
cheap
go.
Therapy right there. That's awesome.
A walking endorsement for Wendy's.
Yes, it is.
Delicious.